Welcome back to the Altitude Sessions, where we rise above the noise and sit with the parts of ourselves we were taught to silence. I'm Robin Vox, and today we're talking about a feeling that gets misnamed, misunderstood, and mislabeled in our culture. Rage. Not the kind that destroys, but the kind that reveals. The kind that tells the truth before we do. The kind that shows up when your spirit has been pushed past its limit. This isn't an episode about losing control. This is an episode about your body's sacred warning system. Let's fly. Rage gets demonized, especially in Black bodies, especially in brown bodies. Especially in women's bodies, especially in uniform bodies where composure is mandatory and emotional regulation is a performance you sometimes don't have the strength to pull off. But rage is not the enemy. Rage is a truth teller, a boundary protector, a flare gun the body shoots up when something has gone too far for too long. Rage says, I am overwhelmed. I am hurt. I feel unsafe. This is too much. Rage is unprocessed pain. It is grief with nowhere to go. It is exhaustion that finally refuses to swallow itself. It is the scream beneath the composure. In the last few weeks, or months, many of us have felt a collective simmer, a slow boil, a tension in our ribs that doesn't quite resolve. Because rage isn't always explosive. Sometimes it is quiet. Sometimes it is withdrawn. Sometimes it is numbness wearing a mask. Rage can feel like snapping at small things. Shutting down emotionally, feeling irritable at everyone, losing patience faster, wanting silence but also wanting connection, a sudden need to isolate, a heaviness behind the eyes, clenching your teeth at night, that buzzing feeling under the skin. And for women who have been taught our whole lives to be nice, be agreeable, be strong, be understanding, be patient, rage becomes a source of shame. But what if rage is simply saying, I need to feel protected? Let's tell the truth. Black and brown people don't get the luxury of rage. Not publicly. Not loudly, not freely. We know the consequences. We know the stereotypes. We know how quickly anger gets translated into threat. So what happens? We internalize it. We swallow it. We turn it inward. We carry it in our bodies like cement. And that cement hardens into migraines, chest tightness, high blood pressure, chronic fatigue, inflammation, emotional flatlining, anxiety that doesn't look like fear but looks like productivity, depression that looks like competence. Because rage that is not expressed becomes a weight the body must bear alone. You don't deserve that. You never did. Here's the reframe. Rage is not who you are. Rage is a message. It says something in your life is out of alignment. It says a boundary has been crossed. It says the pressure has exceeded capacity. It says your nervous system is tired of being strong. It says something sacred in you is asking to be defended. When you honor rage as information instead of treating it like sin, you can finally listen to what it's pointing to. Here's what rage needs. 1. A place to land. Not on people, but in truth, in voice, in expression. 2. Permission. Not to destroy, but to exist. 3. Movement. Walk. Stretch. Shake your hands. Let your body process what your mouth cannot articulate. 4. Breath. Not the shallow half inhale of survival, but deep, trembling breaths that unstick something inside you. 5. Naming. Say, I am angry. I am hurt. I am overwhelmed. I am carrying too much. Truth spoken becomes tension released. 6. Support. Because you don't have to handle this alone. Not every storm requires solitary survival. Let the flock help you fly. You were never meant to hold the whole world by yourself. Sometimes what we call anger is actually grief we've been avoiding, disappointment we didn't feel safe admitting, fear we don't want to confront, heartbreak we minimized, exhaustion we kept pushing through, loneliness we covered with strength. Rage is often grief's bodyguard, the protector of the wounded places. And when you finally allow yourself to feel the grief underneath, the rage loosens its grip. This has been the Altitude Sessions. And today, I want you to remember this. Your rage is not your enemy. It is your body saying, I deserve protection. I deserve safety. I deserve care. Listen to it. Honor it. Let it guide you back to yourself. In our next session, we'll talk about softness as survival, not as weakness, but as a radical form of self-preservation. Until then, check your wings, find your breath, and when you need support, remember, the flock is here. I'm Robin Vox, and I'll see you in the sky.